Okay, guys, if you like punning, whether it's jam or noodles, subscribe to YKTR Sports and watch all our jam. Yeah. But welcome back to Team Rocket, second episode. A very successful weekend for Jess, not so for Jimmy. Yeah, but we'll get into that. Boys, I'm going to quickly run through how the bets went on the last week's episode. So I put $100 times 11 bets that we put out together. Obviously, my little lemon in there as well, Osaka. Even though I got fucking pumped in last minute with the scratching, was awful. So we outlaid. So we went 100 times 11, obviously $1,100. Jess hit on two. Profit saluted in the first at Eagle Farm. And then he also got Cucaracha in the head-to-head. So well done, Jess. So that gives us a profit of, from the 1,100, we got to 1,860. So that's a profit of 760. And we've still got, unfortunately, Jesse's bet in the Lakers. And fortunately, Jimmy, this is where you can save the week for yourself. Port Louis is coming from sevens to fours. So Jesse, let's kick it off. Here we go, brother. You got the jam. You got the jam for this week. You. Well done. That's two of the best. Run us through profit particular, Jim. Jess, sorry, that was your bet at the best of the week.
The race went literally as planned. I was thought J-Mac would go back on it and there'd be enough speed up front. And then he did mention that with 150 to go, the horse, it's run peaked, but it battled through and like I think got up by a short head or something. So I was riding the bastard at home.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how they get
doesn't
home,
matter
Jess.
How close it gets there. I was riding at home.
Yeah, well done, brother. Congrats. And Jimmy, here's the noodles for this week.
For the week.
Jesus Prince of Boom.
Prince of Doom.
The Prince of Doom. Doom. Noodles
of Doom. That was horrible.
We're not going to focus too much on losses, but just we want to talk about your best bets. Where you think, what happened with Prince of Boom on the weekend?
So he was done once he got posted three wide after the jump, which from the barrier was always going to be a possibility. So yeah, Benny Thompson, he just had no choice but to stay wide and unfortunately was on speed and would have covered probably an extra 100 metres and just peaked on his run early and was a sitting duck, basically.
So you would have preferred he went back, right? That's what you said last week.
Yeah, I was hoping he went back because, yeah, he has showed like a good turn of foot.
Yep.
And, yeah, he just, for some reason, jumped too clean and had no choice, really. Like, there was too much pressure out wide.
Trainer's comments were that they wanted Benny Thompson to go back on it as well.
Yeah, okay.
From what I've read.
Yeah, so it was a bit unfortunate, but, yeah, he's spelled. They sent him to the paddock now for a spell and then, good yeah, choice. Trying to bring him down to Sydney for the spring. So hopefully that happens, but we'll see.
Yeah, and unlucky with that one, mate. But congrats to boys. Obviously, Jess, we get Cucaracha, gets up in the head-to-head. But Senor Toba comes second as well, Jim, for you. I actually didn't put this bet on for Quinella, but if you'd Quinella'd it, it would have been $34. So, boys, you come together for a nice Quinella in the head-to-head.
Yeah, that's I'll a good share amount some of jam.
There you go, share a bit of jam there. Nice. Hey, there we go, boys, we're coming together. I love that. But like I said, with the futures going forward, you still happy with Port Louis? Had a really nice run on the weekend?
Yeah, so Port Louis is huge. Like, I knew he'd be a bit underdone with the break in between runs. And then, yeah, he'll be firing. I don't see how he, besides a bad barrier, I don't see how he doesn't win the JJ Adkins. He's proven at the distance. Like Converge, who's the favourite now, was big on the weekend, but it's run over 1,600 back down here. We just didn't see out the trip that well, where Port Louis, he was very strong to the line over 1,600 and, yeah, I'm pretty confident in him in the JJ.
Beautiful. So that's, like I said, that's come in from $7 when you talked about it last week. Yep. It's now into $4. Yep. So that's looking good for us. That could be potentially on top of the 760 profit that we've already got. That could take us to 1,460 profit on the week. So well done, boys. If that, Jim, if that can salute, like I said, it could – He's giving you a bit of jam there. You might be able to hold on to that jam. That race is not until next week, so we'll get into a few more futures as we go. Jess, because you went so well, let's kick us off with your best of the week.
My best. So my best of the week, we're sticking to Eagle Farm. I'll be riding Vada in race 5. I forgot to write that down, but I think it's race 5. So reason being, I just want to give a little shout out to Hubnuts, aka Hub Titties.
Hub Titties from one of the OGs.
Yeah, one of the OGs. I mentioned this horse before its previous run and I said to him, what's your thoughts? And his reply was, fuck Vada. Next minute, it fucking comes out and brains the field from last. So it missed the kick last start And that was over the 11:10 and flew home in like crazy time and just got up by nearly a length. And I think it'll relish the 1200 here. It's drawn barrier two, running third up, so it should be peaking in fitness. And I'm hoping McAvoy gives us a steer just behind the speed and then pulls out off heels in the straight. And if it can let down like it did last start, like, I see it going really close. So that's beautiful. My best at 460, but I didn't.
Around the same price that we saluted last week on profit. So that's a good omen. Jimmy, what do you got this week?
So I'm going for a bit of value with my best as well, but I'm pretty confident in it. So Massaf in race one at Eagle Farm.
Yep.
The horse has always shown ability since coming from overseas. It just always would run well without winning. And went down to Victoria to start the prep and was, very disappointing. But sent for an easy kill last start at Ipswich, and I reckon the horse runs his best Sydney way around, like so clockwise.
Yep.
And he'll get a dry track on the weekend. The 1800 will suit him, and drawn barrier two, Jimmy Byrne will just drop back on him, watch the race unfold, because there's a few horses that'll roll forward, setting up a good tempo.
Yep.
And then he'll have the Big Eagle Farm straight to wind up, and he opened up $14 for this race, which was ridiculous. So he's almost halved his price already in less than 2 days. So if he starts shorter, I won't be surprised. But it's $7.50 the win. I think that's huge overs, and I just think he would have got a lot of confidence from his last start. And I'm hoping that that's what Waller sent him to Ipswich for, to get his confidence back up, because it was his first win in Australia.
Yep.
And I think at the odds, he should be flying home.
Maybe
over the top of him.
Give a breakdown for people that don't know about the clockwise for horses and what it does.
Running clockwise and anti-clockwise, some horses, for example, the horse Happy Clapper, it was almost unbeatable 1600 running Sydney way.
Yeah. So for people that don't know, Sydney and Brisbane run the same way, and Melbourne and Adelaide run the same way for the major meetings.
Yeah, and some horses, they just get a bit lost on their opposite foot. Like, they don't have the same turn of foot. It's no different to Avilius. Avilius is a gun Sydney horse, but then would go to Victoria and just would not be the same, wouldn't have the same turn of foot. So it's something you always have to sort of watch out for.
Especially. Some horses are like Derek Zoolander. They can't turn left.
That's right. Yeah. Can't turn left. So, it's something you watch out for, especially a horse's first time going the opposite way around the track.
Beautiful, Jimmy. You've got 750, 250 there for our sake and punters at home. Are we going each way? Are we going 1-4? You're happy for the win? So what do you want to do with this?
I'd play it each way just because of the place odds. But if you want to just lay him to win, I wouldn't talk you out of that as well.
What do you want me to do? Because I've got 100. We're going to have 50 each way or 100 to win?
I'd go. So if we go 70 the win, 30 the place, that'll cover our bet if he runs a place. Because, this horse was 1.9 lengths off Entente last prep and less than 3 lengths off Yonkers. They're far superior than the horses.
You know what? I'm going to overrule you, Jim. I'm going 100 on the win.
Yes, that's, I like it.
We're not fucking around here. We've got plenty of kitty in there. We're going well in the SPC, in the kitty in itself. So
that's race one as well.
We're going 100 on the win. All right, boys. The race that I've picked for you is to go head-to-head on, which you Quinella last week for people at home. We're not going to Quinella these because I sort of want to see a bit of a rivalry between the boys and these sorts of races. Nice. I've picked the Group 1 Queensland Oaks boys. Jimmy, you can kick us off with your bet this time.
So I'm sticking with a horse I've followed all this prep in, Grace and Harmony. She's currently 550 and 210. We actually had a little Team Rocket battle three starts back, and I was on Grace and Harmony. I can't remember what he was on. I won, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, beautiful.
And I'm sticking with her again. She was just way too far back last start at Eagle Farm. Didn't get the best run, and then still hit the line strongly. And as I said last week, Waller's a horse you can a stable you can trust to get his horses.
He's on fire.
Yeah, he peaking is. For these, and J Mac's on board, so ticks a lot of boxes.
You're taking Jesse's jockey.
Yeah, he's taking my tips. Yeah. Taking his jockey.
Hints and tips. Ride J Mac.
All right. Yeah, beautiful, mate. Grace and Harmony. So we'll go 100 to win on that as well. Jess, you like Charm Star?
So I like the stable mate, Charm Star. Reason being, first up from NZ.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I thought you would. That's why I give it a sneaky mention. It ran straight up at 2,000 metres, which I think is pretty impressive on itself. And it ran a decent race. It finished closer to first than what what's it called? Grace and Harmony did. And I think second up it'll be fitter for this. And there's some juicy odds on it too at $8 to win and $2.70 a place. So it's definitely worth a each way play. McAvoy's back on for the steer and I think it's drawn barrier six.
Yep.
And I'm hoping if they can sit close enough, it'll be close to the finish, close to winning at the finish line because it nearly won, I think, a group three in its last run, last prep over the 2400. So it's pretty much proven at the distance as well. So
yep.
I'll back it for those reasons.
Do you, when you're looking at a race like this, the 2200,
Is it 22 or 24? 22.
Oh,
my bad.
That's all right. When you get these longer races, are you looking at certain positions where you want to be sitting ideally? Do you like, you know, front, you know, sometimes when those longer races and you see your horse go straight to the front, you go, fuck, this could be, you could be in for a hard slog here.
Well, that's why I steered a bit clear of Charms, Grace and Harmony, because yep. last start it was just far too back.
Yep.
And Charm Stars will sit closer to speed. So I'm just going on that. And with the draw where it's at, it could push probably four back. And it's Eagle Farm. Sometimes it's hard for horses to run on there.
Eagle Farm's the better track.
Oh, I'm thinking of Dubin. My bad.
Yep, that's all right.
Easy mistake. But yeah.
You can make mistakes when you get two last week, Jeff. So you're entitled to a couple of mistakes.
Pockets are heavy.
But yeah, on Grace and Harmony, J-Mac should sit a lot closer this week. He's drawn barrier, well, I think it was barrier four.
Yep.
Last week drew barrier 12, so had no choice but to go back.
Yep.
Whereas this week, yeah, I reckon J-Mac sits midfield, maybe a little bit better. And yeah, that'll be what I reckon.
Now you've got barrier three, boys, for Grace and Harmony.
Yeah, yep. So I reckon
six. That's, and you got six, yep.
Yeah.
That's what will be the difference this week in the runs.
He did have to go back to last. Yeah. Last
after she too. Won, I think it was her second race, she won. Waller actually said that she's been targeted for the Oaks.
Yep.
At the Brisbane Carnival. So that's why I've stuck with her as well. So yeah, sticking strong, and I have to win this week.
Yeah, you can see, I can hear it in your voice.
Oh, I'm passionate about this one. Hurts the most.
I hope I get it.
Speaking of the difference, you think LeBron's going to be the difference in your sports bet this week, Jess?
So I nearly cried yesterday. Fuck, that was ugly as, to be honest with you. I was so disappointed in the Lakers' effort. But I think LeBron's legacy is on the line here big time with this game, so I'm literally riding for a friggin' 2016 LBJ performance.
Yeah.
I got Lakers 1-10, LBJ to record 38-8.
30 of the best. So 30 points, 8 assists, 8 rebounds. So just shy of a triple-double. It's going to take a monster effort. Do you know if AD's back for this game? There must be some inkling of him.
Yeah, he must be like showing signs of coming back because they're favourite to win the game, which is after last game, you wouldn't think they'd be anywhere close to $2.
Like going back to Staples will help, though.
I hope so. I think
like players like Crowder, they thrive on this environment, though. And yeah. he's
gonna I like
be,
Crowder, man. Yeah, Crowder was good for Miami dog, last year for us.
Yeah,
year.
He's
good.
Just a dog. And
no, but LeBron took it to him like last game at Staples.
Yeah, but he's not 34 now. He's 38 or whatever. And
yeah, but give him some of Mike's magic water. Anything's possible, man.
Next gen water.
He's just got to pull his finger out and like literally – take control of every possession. Don't rely, like, obviously if AD's playing, get him in a groove and see what he can do. But like literally go back to his last run at Cleveland where it was literally a one man show. Just try that approach and see how
was
it goes.
2018, that year where he had to just completely carry
multiple game winners It was insane to watch. So hopefully hopefully he's got jab with someone.
He's still got one more in him. You think he's got one more in him for this and get it back to Phoenix?
Yeah, hopefully.
Speaking of teams that need a win, you've got an Eels multi for us, Jimmy.
Yeah, so I've got an Eels multi. I reckon the way they've been playing lately, they'll want a big bounce back. The Knights have got a fair few players out, and I can't see them scoring much, but I reckon the Eels will bounce back. And so I've got King Gutho for an anytime try scorer.
Yep.
With Mike Osivo. I think Gutho scored 8 tries this year or something ridiculous. Like, and then Sivo is almost a lock to score any time. And then I reckon they win like pretty easily and they go 13 plus. So that gets you around $4 on sports bet. And yeah, I just think with Gutho not making the origin team, he'll want to bounce back and have a big game. And normally players like that do, like he relishes these type of things. And yeah, two bad losses. I expect them to bounce back big against a very vulnerable Knights team.
So. Yeah, you think obviously he's the type of guy that plays hard every single game.
Yeah.
I think I like the bet as well. I think Dill Brown coming back is a big back and a big plus for him as well. Dill Brown, sort of little Jacob Arthur, went well for the two or three games that he filled in, but he's still finding himself a bit young.
Yeah, he's still
and then
young
that just solidifies that middle. I think they get Reid Marnie back too, I believe.
Yeah, Reid
Marnie's so that's
back
massive.
He got dropped from the Origin team.
Yeah,
so.
they let him. Are you nodding about that, Reid Marnie?
Yeah, he's back. He'll have a point to prove as well because he really wanted that nine jersey.
Lukey looks like he really likes that bet.
He's
he's a massive Eels fan. So,
So
we've got $4 about that, boys. That's it. I like those two bets. That's nice. We'll see. You weren't too, like I said, we're not going to do postmortems on every bets, but you weren't too far away last week on your bets, boys. So let's see if we can salute on this one. Nice. Jim, let's go again for your roughie of the week.
So my best roughie, I'm sticking to Eagle Farm again. It comes up in race 4. And I'm going with Spurcraft again. I was on him last start and he literally just went around for a track gallop. Like he was held up behind horses, just couldn't get a run. And he comes out of the same race Vada won last start.
Okay.
And yeah, he's drawn barrier 5. He's currently 950 to win and 240 the place. I just think with the speed up front in this race, because there's a few out wide that'll push to get across to the fence, he'll just drop back from barrier 5, watch it all unfold. And the horse actually has a huge turn of foot. I was hoping to get better odds actually because he was so far off from last run. But yeah, his last start was just a complete forgive run. So
you think a few of the punters have seen the same things that you've seen?
Yeah, and then his last win actually come up against Usmanov, who's the favourite in the race. It was at the track and distance and he meets Usmanov 2.5 kilos.
I was just looking at
off,
that.
So I think he maps well for this, and yeah, the track suits his running style, and as long as it's not biased, like he should be flying home down the outside, and hopefully he salutes for us at very good odds. So pretty confident in him, but yeah, I was just hoping to get better odds about him. So
yep. All right, we'll see. Maybe if you have a little play on that, I'll put it on straight away. It's actually gone into $9. I don't know if you – $9.50 when we put it on. That was only half an hour ago.
Yeah, less than half an hour.
So there's been another little play on it. Nice. What's your roughie, Jess?
My roughie. So I've got at Eagle Farm, Tramonto.
Yep.
In race 9.
Last race. Just getting it up. Yep, keep going as we're talking about.
So, last start, he closed off well to the favourite in this race, Kisikano, who I think has no chance this day, like on Saturday. And two back, it had a good run against Mabusha, who's like a quality little horse on its own, and that was over the 1,200. So I think stepping back to the 1,200 for Tramonto will be a big plus. It would be, if there was a soft track, I think it's going to be predicted good.
Yep.
But yeah, if it was a soft track,
even better,
I think it'd be much shorter. But
okay.
$12 to win, $3.30 a place, like Joshy Parr's on board, so we haven't got a useless jockey there. So fingers crossed he can get a good steer. He's drawn well, so that's my best roughie. I thought I'd try and chase a bit of juicy odds for us.
Yeah, that's nice, boys. So those are the sort of odds we're looking for. You got 12, 370. So with the roughies, boys, I'll quickly explain what I said to you before, Jim. The difference between – so just say if you normally bet $100 – there's a way you can bet. You can do a 1-4 or an each way. So if you ever hear us say 1-4 and you normally bet $100 per race, like what we're going to bet, so what you'd do is you'd put $20 on the win at $12 and you put $80 on the pace at $370. So that's just for those people that are sort of new punters.
Yeah.
That way, if Tramonto doesn't, you know, comes home a little bit late and, you know, quite misses out, you've got $80 times $3.70 for the place, which will still be a nice collect.
Yeah I'll definitely run a 1-4 on Tramonto.
Generally,
as well.
Most of the time for the roughies, you're happy for 1-4s,
boys? Yeah, because percentage-wise, it's not often that they win, so it's better to do the 1-by-4 to cover your bet in case it runs second or third, so you get a good return still anyway.
Yep, beautiful, boys. All right, Jess, going on to the futures. You've talked about this for a couple of weeks, but you're ready to salute on this one.
So this is for the NFL heads out there. I understand my homeboy is going to fucking do a number on every team this year, but for some juicy value, I'm running with Justin Herbert for MVP. I do have a current futures bet curse, I'd say, like with players.
Yeah, you have injured. Had some hard luck. So run through maybe two of your biggest ones. Christian Wood.
So I had Christian Wood for MIP at the start of the year.
Most improved player in NBA.
Most improved. Busted his ankle twice.
What'd you get him at, 20s?
15s.
15s. And 15s. I think he come into like $1.50.
He come into $1.95 before his injury.
Yep.
So that one hurt a lot. And then I put money, LeBron blew out for MVP.
Yep.
Put money on him at 10s to win that award.
Yep.
Before he got injured, he was $2.10 to win the award. Does an ankle as well. So, Justin, if you're out there watching,
you've got the curse.
I'm praying for you. You've now been cursed.
Team Rocket curse.
The Team Rocket curse. But, yeah, why I'm following him is for the second-year trend of quarterbacks. Like, his numbers as a rookie were crazy. I think he can go, like, go one better with that this year. And yeah, like I said, following the trend of second year.
I was on Kyler Murray last year for the same reason.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, because I had Lamar the year before that I saluted on.
And then Patty Mahomes.
Yeah, Patty's done it. I think Derek Carr's gone close before he got injured. Carson Wentz nearly got it before he got injured.
So there's like a trend for it. And if San Diego can creep up to around 10, 11 wins.
Los Angeles Chargers now.
Yeah. I think he can ruffle some feathers and give Mahomes boy a bit of a run for it.
Yep. So it's going to be a long time between drinks before we can salute on this, Jeff. Let's hope this. I'm not opposed to it because I love my futures as well. I'm going to double down. See, when you talk about the odds or whatever, and you're sort of talking about like Mahomes and shit like that. How many people were picking Jokic at the start of the year for MVP? Oh, so
most boring MVP.
Yeah, that's it. You know, you can find jam on some of these future bets. That's why I like them because I like to have, you know, chuck a little hungy on. Nothing that's going to break the bank. And it sort of gives you don't have to bet every week necessarily on a game to be engaged in it. So
I think the odds come shorter.
Yeah. I'm thinking about having a little play on Kyler Murray again at 23s myself, but maybe a little bit closer.
Yeah. The only thing that slowed him down last year was his injury after around 6 weeks or so.
Kyler, his shoulder.
MVP race and then. Yeah, he got that injury and that just wrecked any chances for him.
Yeah, I think they stiffened up the defense a little bit better and they get AJ Green comes over as well.
Yeah, he's a good pickup. He'll be good.
And they're trying to get Julio.
If they get Julio,
it's game over. He's winning it.
Maybe get on that bet earlier. Yeah. They get Julio as well.
Yeah. Fuck. All right, Jimmy, you're going Zaki.
Yeah, so I'm going Zaki in the Cox Plate, which is Zaki. Spring Carnival. Hopefully the show's still going by then.
We'll make Spring Carnival and we'll be partying down there. We'll probably be at the Cox Plate, I reckon.
That could be a good go.
Yeah.
Team Rocket boost.
So he's currently $3.50 for the Cox Plate. He runs next weekend and he's $1.50 for that race. So a lot of punters who watch this would have seen his performance last start where he won by almost 10 lengths. So his rating that day was almost as close as Winks's rating over 2,000 meters, which is we haven't seen that like since Winks sort of thing.
Yep.
So it'll be a matter of if he can back it up again. And if he backs that up again, because there's talks that Europeans won't come out for the Spring Carnival.
Because of COVID?
No. Yeah, because of the new quarantine laws and stuff. Yep. But if they do, it probably won't be the top echelon one. So yep. I think $3.50 for him in the Cox Plate with his running racing style, he can go forward. If it's a good track, I'll be very confident in him. But he goes forward.
He's unaware anyway.
Yeah, but he grows another leg on top of the ground, like which he did last start. And if he just goes close to that peak run again, like coming into the Cox Plate, there's no way anything that's here at the moment can beat him.
That was 10 lengths. He was like on a hold.
Yeah, and I think it'll be a big thing because J-Mac has been riding him. If J-Mac sticks with him for the Cox Plate instead of Very Elegant, I think that'll be another sign punters will be like, all right, we're coming.
So you seem to like this a bit too.
Yeah, like two wins were silly. Like J-Mac was looking back. Standing up in the saddle,
scary,
just shaking his head. It was, I wasn't on it. I wish I was, but either way, it was still good to see.
Well, see these ones a little bit further on, and I'm going to jump in with my my best of the weekend now as well, boys. I might times them two together, so put them in a little futures multi. You can get Justin Herbert into Zaki.
Ooh.
Just for a little multi. That'll get us fucking...
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That'll get us 100-1 odds, boys.
We're partying for 3 weeks.
We could be, we won't make us Herbert's MVP will be later in the year, but... Yeah, right in time for Autumn Carnival, maybe a little Magic Millions. I don't know. We're looking around those times, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right, boys. We'll finish off with my best of the week. We spoke about this before, just before. He's pretty happy with this as well. I think your mates, boys, Bomber, I think he's going to have the same effect that Tommy Turbo has on Manly with regards to the pack in particular. I think you're going to see a big change in the Dragons. I'm really confident that they get the job done, especially with Broncos missing a couple with Origin. I know Tarek Sims is missing as well. So I've gone an alternate line. 7.5 was a little bit too risky for me. So I've gone the alternate line of 5.5. I've gone Ravalawa to come back and get any time after missing a couple of weeks now with suspension. He's got as long as he doesn't shoulder bar someone and get sent for 10 or get sent off, where I think he's pretty good odds on the left-hand side for the Dragons. And I don't think there's going to be many points in it, so I'm going to go under 47.5. That's just the total match point. So all up, boosted boys, that gets us 5.95. Osaka, like I said last week, was awful. So let's see if this any time. And this is a Thursday night multi. This is where I was doing my best work.
You were on fire. At the
I went
start
two
of
from
the
two, and then what happened? The third and fourth weeks missed just by like an olim fucking held up or something like that. So let's see if I need to fight back. People have asked me before where the Thursday night multis are. Here they are.
Time to bounce back.
Team Rocket, really good first week. Really good second week, boys. Happy punting on the weekend.
Happy punting. Just little shout out to Bomber. It's been a long time coming. All the peasants were going to be at the game watching him. So yeah, it's going to be awesome to watch him. And yeah, can't wait for it. He was good on the weekend, back in reserve grade, and he won't look out of place. So yeah, everyone get behind him and get to Jubilee.
He's still
weekend.
A specimen, is he?
He's crazy.
Still absolute specimen. He's good.
Where's
on the
game
eye.
At tonight? Is it Wollongong?
That's at Jubilee. Cogger. So yeah, coming back up to watch that Jubilee. Tonight. So yeah. Cogger Jubilee, right, same thing. So yeah, it'll be good to watch him back out there for the boys.
Let's go, Mudders and Bomber.
Mudders and Bomber.
Mudders and Bomber.
Let's get it.
Easy
Thanks, lads.
Cheers, boys.